Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Jewish Women Rock with host Naomi Less. Jewish Women Rock features the best and most influential female voices in contemporary Jewish music. This show is brought to you by Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Jewish Women Rock.
Hey everyone, it's Naomi Less, your host of Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, and I'm so excited to kick off episode 24, which is all going to be about the biennial, the URJ biennial, and the incredible women who are going to be showcasing their stuff on the Jewish Rock Radio stage. Now, there are, I'm thrilled to say, so many women that are going to grace that stage, but we don't have time in one show to kind of, you know, feature all of them. I mean, it would be a very long show. So we're going to highlight just a few, maybe even a few that you haven't heard so much of quite yet, and then some veterans in the field as well too. So we're going to kick it off right now with somebody that's pretty new to the scene. Her name is Lucy Greenbaum, and she's a senior actually at Washington University in St. Louis, and we're going to share with you her Adonai Sfatai, which was released in 2017 on her album, produced by Josh Goldberg of Kosher Style Records. And this song, this is her, like, really her first album, Sing Your Strength. And this song in particular, I really wanted us to feature today because this was a song where it came out of protest. It came out of her being at a protest, feeling empowered to speak, feeling empowered to use her voice for powerful, good deeds in this world and to stand up and speak up. And that's what this is all about. That's what this show is all about. So here is Lucy Greenbaum with Adonai Sfatai right here on Jewish Women Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
You are blessed and you are holy. You are blessed and you are praised. You are blessed and you are faithful to the ones who praise your name. You are kind and you are healing. You are cleansing of my soul. You are loved and pure and gracious. You are my lips for your praise.
That was Lucy Greenbaum with Adonai Svatai, and you are listening to Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio. I'm Naomi Less, and next up, we have had this phenomenal singer and songwriter on this show before, and we've actually had this song on the show before, but I had to bring it up because this is all about people standing up, standing together, showing up for each other. This is Lori Akers with Stand Strong. Now, this song was off of her album that was just released in December of 2018, called The Key of We, by Mike Kanopka, and Lori Akers were the producers. And it was actually the product of a program that Lori sang for the Sisterhood of Salaam Shalom, which is an incredible organization that I believe has chapters all over, which helps create bridges between Jewish and Muslim women. And she said that she was absolutely blown away by her conversations with many of the Muslim women that evening. And then she, you know, came home just like Lucy after she attended a protest, came home and wrote Adonai Svatai. Lori used that same energy of being at this powerful program and came home and wrote this song that you are about to hear. These are women that take their experience in life and translate them into songs that we can all get behind and utilize in our own lives for healing and for hope and for strength. So here is Lori Akers with Stand Strong on Jewish Women Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Take my hand, I'll take yours. Together we can open doors. If you see me and I see you, then we'll get through if we sing one song. We stand strong. You feel alone and you're confused. You witness hatred and abuse. You don't know what to do. See, the world is full of strife. So many seek a better life. You ask, what can I do? Take my hand, I'll take yours. Together we can open doors. If you see me and I see you for who we are, then we'll get through if we sing. No more war, we will rise up one day more. We know what to do. We will love, not fight our way. That's our promise for today. This is what we'll do. Take my hand, I'll take yours. Together we can open. If we sing one song. sing one song. We stand strong. We are not alone.
That was Lori Akers with her song Stand Strong. And next up is a name that I'm just delighted to be sharing with you. It's Susan Collin with her song, These Are the Things Without End, Elu Devarim. Now, first of all, I love this line from our prayers, but we'll get to that in a second. Susan Collin is the brains and the executor behind Oi Songs, and it's really exciting to be able to feature her on this show. She's written a ton. She has a ton of albums, and this is a wonderful, wonderful piece of Jewish text from the Mishnah. This song in particular, which is off of her album Be Strong in 2010, was written by Susan, wrote the music, and the lyrics were written by a woman named Robin Paglia Dennis. I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. And it was produced by Susan and Lee Tambulian. So this is a straight and simple, an updated English interpretation of incredible piece of text, Elu Devarim, which are, as Susan says, beautiful instructions for living a loving, righteous life. And it's an easy song to sing along. And we invite you to do that right here, right now. I mean, if you're in your office, just, you know, kind of sing it quietly, but hey, why not? Just bring some values into your workplace right now. So here's Susan Collin with These Are Things Without End, Elu Devarim, right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Make all feel welcome in your company. These are the things.
can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Hey everybody, welcome back. That was, before the break, Susan Kalm with her Elu Devarim, and we are here on Jewish Women Rock, your host Naomi Less speaking to you from Brooklyn. We're just so excited about this episode because these are many of the women that are going to be featured on the Jewish Rock Radio stage live at URJ Biennial in December. And so you're getting a taste of some phenomenal women. Some you may have heard of, some you may not have heard of, but you got to go check out everybody's set. I mean, this is going to be a phenomenal few days of music. And I just want to say, there were so many women that Jewish Rock Radio is inviting up to the stage, which is incredible, an incredible testament to Jewish Rock Radio's commitment to elevating women's voices in this field. And there were way too many that I could even feature in one show. So apologies to anybody who's on the stage who didn't get featured, but we will feature you, don't worry. Okay, we're ready to continue with the music. We've got Eliana Light. You've heard her before on this show. She's phenomenal, and I'm not going to belabor this. Her song Sukkot Shalom off of her album from 2012, A New Light, speaks for itself. Sing along, take a moment, and just breathe with Eliana. Here's Eliana on Jewish Women Rock, Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Up around me, and I'm kind of glad it's found me, 'cause when it blows, I know I'll be alright. A kiss from God with each little leaf that drops upon my head. Oh, how small we all must feel when the sky becomes our blanket and the ground below becomes our bed. But in this Sukkot Shalom, your love surrounds me. Sukkot Shalom, and it's all around me. I know I'm safe and protected in this world that is your home, your Sukkot Shalom. The sky is getting dimmer, but I still can see a glimmer of a sliver of the moon to light my way. There is no one beside me, and I have no map to guide me, but even so, I know I'll be okay. The world seems scary and confused each time it drifts into the dark. But I know that you are there. Your light can fill the air, and all it takes is just one spark. 'Cause in this Sukkot Shalom, your love surrounds me. Sukkot Shalom, and it's all around me. I know I'm safe and protected in this world that is your home, your Sukkot Shalom. Baruch atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravi. Baruch atah Hashem, Ma'ariv Aravim.
What a beautiful, beautiful song. Thank you, Eliana Light, for your Sukkot Shalom. And next up, we're going to have Happy Hoffman with Micha Mocha. So Happy Hoffman, I met her ages and ages ago at Camperman, Wisconsin, sitting on that grassy knoll they call the Kikar. And what a phenomenal, delightful, spirited and spiritual person she was. And she was really young at that point. And it's been such a pleasure and a gift to witness her rise in this field. And so I'm really thrilled to feature this song. It's off of the album that her partner Eric and she released in November of 2018 called Hamavdil. And this song, Micha Mocha, it's interesting. There's a caveat that Happy wanted me to share. So this is a song that is meant to have a feel of freedom, of marching away from Egypt, all the things you can imagine for this particular text. And by the way, Colleen Deaker is playing violin in this track, and that really helps to capture that essence. But it's funny, she recorded this song like a long time ago, almost a decade ago, and she actually uses different lyrics when she performs it. When she wrote it, she wrote, "He parted the sea," gendering the divine, and wrote it before she had really any notion of that God could be beyond gender. And so after she recorded it, she learned from a friend about, you know, potentially changing the lyric to "You parted the sea." And she thought that was brilliant. And so now she sings that live, but you're going to hear that original. So I think it's amazing and an amazing testament to Happy that we can all always continue to learn about how we are more inclusive and how we are more gender friendly in this world with our music, with our words, with everything that we do. So here is Happy Hoffman and Eric Anker with Mi Chamocha on Jewish Women Rock. Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Stars in the sky for us to see, from the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like you, Adonai? He parted the sea, made our people free, put the stars in the sky for us to see, from the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like you, Adonai? He parted the sea, made our people free, put the stars in the sky for us to see, from the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like Adonai? He parted the sea, made our people free, put the stars in the sky for us to see, from the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like Adonai? He parted the sea, made our people free, put the stars in the sky for us to see, from the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like the
stars in the sky for us to see. From the heavens above, always sending love. Who is like you, Adonai?
That was Happy Hoffman and Eric Hunker with their tune, Micha Mocha. And next up, we've got Joni Leeds of Joni and Matt. So I have to say, I'm really excited to share this song. Both of these people have amazing music careers, and they joined forces this past year to create a new project called Joni and Matt, or J-A-M, or Jam. And this track is, I believe, the title track of their album, called Sterling, July 2019. It was released and produced by the two of them. And Sterling is actually a really, really beautiful text-based piece that if you didn't know the text, you would think it was a powerful song. And then if you do know the text, it's like 17 levels deeper. So Sterling was inspired by the story of Tamar, who was raped by her half-brother Amnon in the second book of Samuel. And Joni and Matt's song is sung actually from Tamar's viewpoint rather than what we read in the Bible, which is third person. And so with all that is going on in this world right now, hashtag Me Too, having the victim speak up, this is a really important piece in this moment in time and for all time. So we are really excited to feature this. It was showcased and highlighted in Billboard.com. And we love that it's being shared on our show, Jewish Women Rock. So here is Sterling by Joni and Matt right here on Jewish Women Rock on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Don't wanna be here. start a war. I'm not sterling anymore. I put the ashes upon this forehead. I've torn my robe, wandering, crying with hand on my forehead, with no.
Jewish Rock Radio would not be possible without the incredible generosity of our major supporters. We send mega thanks to Susan and Mark Sachs of Deerfield, Illinois, Debbie and Manuel Rahunov of Dallas, Texas, Katie and Randy Whitlatch in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Ellen and David Wagelstein in Rockville, Maryland. Tada Rabat to each of you and to all of our JRR supporters across the world. To help make JRR even better, you can make your tax-deductible contribution to JRR at jewishrockradio.com/support. Thanks again, and keep rocking out to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.
Can't get enough Jewish Rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Positive Jewish Living for generously underwriting this episode of Jewish Women Rock. Positive Jewish Living, championing a holistic approach to spiritual and physical wellness. Visit Positive Jewish Living on Facebook. For more information about the artists on all Jewish Rock Radio shows, as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Joni Leeds with Matt Check from Joni and Matt with Sterling. And I'm really, really excited about this show, Jewish Women Rock, particularly this episode. You're listening to Naomi Less, and I am really excited that we're featuring women that are going to be performing on the Jewish Rock Radio stage, the live stage at the URJ Biennial, including this next woman, Shani Ben-Or. Shani is part of the Nigunim Ensemble with her partner Boaz Dorot, and the song we're featuring is called Yonati. The two of them met actually studying at HUC, and Shani, I'm excited to say, I believe is the she's going to be the first person, woman, who is ordained as a cantor and rabbi from HUC in Jerusalem, like so first cantorial ordination, I believe, from HUC. So this song, Yonati, is from the Song of Songs, chapter 2, actually, and it's a beautiful, the word Yonah, which means dove, it's in a feminine form. It's a feminine gendered word in Hebrew. And I will share with you the verse that they're featuring, which is, "Oh my dove, in the crevice of the rock, concealed by the mountain's face, show me your countenance. Let me hear your voice, for your voice is pleasant and your countenance charming." So this is like a very interesting call for a female voice to kind of come forward and to show itself, to not hide their face and to not hide their voice. And they were really excited that we were going to feature the song on this show, to call on women to let their voices be heard. So without further ado, this is Shani Ben-Or with Boaz Dorot, Nigunim Ensemble's founders, singing Yonati right here on Jewish Women Rock, on Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock. That was Yonati by Shani Ben-Or and Boaz Dorot from the Nigudim Ensemble. And this is Naomi Less, Jewish Women Rock Show, episode 24. And we are in our last segment with Chana Rothman with her song Inadequate. This song has been around for a while. It was released in 2010 off of her album Beautiful Land, produced by C. Landsbaum. I love this song. It is an anthem for me. It is what I need to. It says out loud, and I will share with you what Chana shared about this song. But to me, it says it's like looking in the mirror and addressing like all the insecurities and calling them out of what is wrong with you. Why don't you look like what the media portrays, and just kind of naming that, like, it actually makes you feel insecure in all this kind of creation of women out there in the media is not actually what we look like and feel like and sound like. So what she says is she was having a particularly tough time navigating the music world as a female singer-songwriter, and she was either going to quit the music business or write a feisty anthem. And we're so lucky that she did not quit the music business, and that she did write a feisty anthem, and that she is voicing for the people who cannot voice for themselves. So thank you, Chana Rothman, for this song, Inadequate, by Chana Rothman, here on Jewish Rock Radio. Jewish Women Rock Show, your official home for Jewish rock.
I got scabs on my skin, I got knots in my hair, and my chest feels tight when I breathe in the air. I got a few extra pounds, I wish they weren't there. Try to convince myself that I don't even care, but there's subliminal messaging of which I got to be aware, expecting us to look like models in our underwear. See, I'm a human being, Eastern European, and my people aren't known for being long, tall, and lean. So how do I reconcile what they taught me as a child? I'm beautiful outside and in, but only skinny girls win. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, and then the night yet. There's a discrepancy in what they're telling me, and what seems to be in this industry. So they left me on my own to try to figure it out. They tell me it's all good, but what are they talking about? They say American dream, I say it ain't what it seems. You got to go to the extreme just to see a little green. Sacrifice your pride, suck it up deep inside, wait for the pain to subside, and get back on the ride. This is the recipe you hear repeatedly, but it still ain't helping me or my family. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. I step it back a bit from the ego trip, cause it's negative, and I'm not feeling it. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. You teach the art of business, the money is your witness. No witness, no gain, and you're back from where you came. So don't try to complain, no, you're out of the game. Forget the fortune and the fame, no one remembers your name. Put a smile on your face, get back in the race. You're in the best country in the world, the United States. I pray for sanity in this country. I pray for little you. I pray for little me. Pray I can rise above the cruel judgment of the things I know and love. I pray I'm strong enough. I pray I'm adequate, but more than this, I pray that we can get another chance at it. I'm not inadequate, well, I'm sick of it, and I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. I feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. Feel inadequate, and I'm sick of it, but I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet. Oh, I'm not gonna quit, na-na-na, not yet.
Thank you, Hannah Rothman, for that song, Inadequate. And we're rounding out our last song of the show, last song of the segment. I'm going to share with you a song that I wrote with my partner, Glenn Grossman. I wanted to share this song with you. This is Naomi Less, in case you haven't noticed yet. I wanted to share this song with you because it was a very particular moment in my life. Where I was just really having a hard time being on the road and having trouble sleeping and just a lot on my mind. And I looked to the words of the prayer of Hashki Venu, and this song more or less came out, and then I came home and brought it to Glenn, and we did a lot of work on it to shape it and mold it. And I want to leave this with you as a prayer, a prayer for peace, and for a peaceful slumber. Whenever you go to sleep, and really, really, really delighted to be on the Jewish Rock Radio stage, and can't wait for all these women that we featured on the show today to be up there as well too, and to support and amplify all their voices. So this is our Hashki Venu, Glenn Grossman and Naomi Less, off of the album The Real Me. And Jewish Rock Radio, your official home for Jewish rock.
Won't you lay aside?
wisdom, Hashkevenu, cause we all need some time. Won't you lay us down, Hashkevenu, cause everything is in line.
Too much. When's the last?
That was yours truly, Naomi Less, with One Simple Thing, Hashki Venu, from the album The Real Me, written by myself and Glenn Grossman. And that brings us to the end. That's 9 songs, 9 artists, 9 incredible women that if you are headed towards URJ Biennial in Chicago in December, you can see every single one of the women that you heard today live on the Jewish Rock Radio stage. Please come check them out. Check out their sets, as well as the other women that are going to be featured on that stage too that we didn't have time to feature on the show today, like Beth Schaefer, Ellen Allard, Susan Shane Linder, Lisa Levine, Julie Silver, Shira Klein, The Levins, and so many more. So we will see you, hear you, listen to you. Anytime you want to share any feedback you have with us, please, please, please send it our way. And you can also listen to the last episode of Jewish Women Rock and learn more about the artists that are featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure you follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. And please, please stay tuned for more Jewish Rock Radio. Right after we finish, this is Naomi Less from Jewish Women Rock saying, Lehit Ra'ot, I will see you soon on the official home of Jewish Rock.